there, part two people. What's popping with you? We're rocking it here on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning, with Mark, Brandon, Jay, and yours truly in the Ferndale basement.
Yeah.
And I have great news to report. We've had a number of, well, sort of help me hang type issues with the show lately. And unbelievable how this podcast seems to have a gazillion listeners without having a gazillion listeners.
Or just the right listeners.
I guess so. Because Brandon was having serious issues, and that has been resolved. What? And this was like, what, 36 hours ago? And it's already resolved?
This was squashed immediately. You know, less than 12 hours after it was published, the podcast on Monday night, you received an email from guy pretty up there in Sprint.
Yeah, 17 years. You know what I liked about his email, by the way, was that it wasn't one of these things like, yeah, listen, you guys, I really want to help you out. It was one of these things where he said, we take great pride in our customer service. We want to. I mean, he really was serious about it.
He was extremely professional. And just to review.
Is it Somerville? Was that his name?
Summers.
Sommy no. Helped you out?
I can help you. Yeah.
He talked like that. That's exactly how he talked.
We take pride in our customer service.
But to review, I had purchased a phone and it was promised a promotional virtual reality headset. And unfortunately, the rep that sold it to me forgot that he told me he'd take care of me.
Forgot. That's putting it nicely.
And, you know, I was hot, especially that day on Monday, because I was pretty much told that I was lying and that I had misremembered words that were spoken.
You're a liar!
Get out of our store! My integrity on the line. And
nice buying something and being branded a liar. What?
So I popped off a little bit, and less than 12 hours after it was posted, we were reached out from the great people at Sprint. And it was funny because I emailed him. He responded within 3 minutes of my email.
Wow.
And said, unreal. You're going to get a phone call. And sure enough, I got a phone call. And that was pretty much, what's your address? We're shipping out the VR headset. And, you know, I didn't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. It was just a VR headset.
Did the other guy get fired?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's been drawn and quartered. They don't put up with people like that.
He's blown out.
Customer service.
Three times I was denied at that specific location.
Well, you're bringing that VR headset in here, aren't you?
Absolutely. Right. It's definitely going to have some virtual reality in the studio very soon, as soon as I get it. And we'll watch some roller coaster videos and, of course,
watch porn.
Reality.
By the way,
porn.
He did want to know where you got it.
Yes.
He mentioned that in his email to me.
Oh, really?
And I thought that's really cool. So not only is he fixing this, but he wants to know what went down or why did this dispute arise. So I thought I liked the way the whole thing went down.
Yeah, extremely professional, so quick and easy. And he's, he's a transplant, he's in Cleveland now. And
really?
Yeah, and he still loves to listen to the podcast because it reminds him of home. So I want to say thank you, John.
Yeah, we got a lot of people like that. A lot of people.
Really took care of me.
Deep down, I still love you.
Before I forget, there were pictures today in both papers of the queue line.
Yeah.
Of the new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There he is, reminiscing about Detroit from Cleveland.
Thanks, John. That's the best part, the secondary.
Until he was done. He's entitled to like his Detroit memories on the podcast.
I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Detroit.
Every time we play that, I think of Matt, the guy who said he couldn't listen anymore because that raised such a ruckus in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, please don't play that guy crying on intervention. Yeah. Every time you play that, I have to run around turning radios down, and if you do it again, I will have to stop listening to you at work. His name was Matt.
Boo-hoo. That is funny. I love that you remember his name.
I know. It's weird how those things stick. Anyway, the queue line pictures.
Yes.
Both stories mentioned very early on how many people came by and took pictures
I told
of
you.
The new queue line. And it just... don't want to be repetitious about it, but it just stuns me, the things that people... And I immediately feel sorry for anyone that they show those pictures to because of the near-death boredom they're going to be thrown into.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honest to God, if somebody said, hey, check out this picture of the queue line. I mean, honest to God, I would want to shoot myself.
Well,
rather than spend the next minute looking at that picture.
Well, then don't you just want to kind of quiz them as to why they have those pictures on their phone and what they're doing with them? And
well, I don't, you know, honestly, I wonder if they even show them to anybody. I hope to God they don't.
I'm scrolling through. I'm trying to find something that's completely insignificant that, you know, you'd take a photo of.
Well, I have Charlotte, so.
I don't do it. Well, everybody's got their kids.
Yeah, I have Bill.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see pictures of someone's kids.
Yeah, but you do.
I show you guys all the time, just, you know. I try to read the room. You guys pretend very well that you're interested.
No, Charlotte's
enough freaking pictures already.
Charlotte's a pretty amusing child, I will say. She's
oh, cool. You want to watch her for a while?
Yeah, let's devote a whole podcast to her. You know, I do kind of want to do a podcast over the holidays when we're off. Of I really want to pursue this favorite cover song versions because we had so many people have sent stuff in, and there's so many that we've thought of. I think it'd be fun just to play a little music for. A little holiday pod. Maybe we'll do it for Christmas to give you something to do on Christmas Day.
Great Christmas songs for Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Really? I'm not even going to pull it up. But whatever.
There's great cover versions of those, too.
The article for the queue line, is that the news or the Free Press? Because we did the news one yesterday, but I know the Free Press did one, too.
I have the news one right in front of me. This is today's paper.
And it has that one guy from Westland 31. Does it have a quote from him? Probably towards the end, but I just wondered if the Free Press had any new quotes from other people that were out there that were really excited about it. Does it have any quotes for anybody watching it?
I don't have the continuation of the story. I don't think.
I don't blame you for not having it.
I did have it because I was reading it. Oh, you know what? I want to read the story on the backside too because we didn't touch on this yesterday. East Point.
Yeah,
the hullabaloo going on in East Point.
You know, it's the Reverend behind it, right?
Reverend Rideout.
Yeah, he's the guy that was involved in the Lauren Podell. He was the guy involved in the one of the protests we were talking about. The protest, remember, that we were watching it live at the auto body shop?
Southfield. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
yes.
He was at that one, too. So he's on a roll, man, with his protests.
Yeah, it's an interesting cast of characters at this press conference. They show, like, the front row there.
Yeah.
As you saw those cats. But anyway... Now, I think they have a point in that I watched the video of the five cops dragging this guy who was arrested for drunk driving, and he's a little bit, I don't say belligerent, he's just not real helpful. He's obviously drunk, he's not happy, as you can understand. And there's a point there, though, where they clearly, the five cops have this guy pretty settled down, but I think he's moving a little more than they want him to, and so... The cop just keeps repeating, don't resist. And every time he says that, he hits him one more time.
Stop resisting, punch. Stop resisting,
exactly.
Punch. Stop resisting, punch.
And it's clear that he's not moving much. Maybe he's moving a little bit. I don't know. We're kind of blocked, but the five guys are clearly, they're not in any defensive posture. Like the guy's handcuffed, isn't he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So... I just thought if they had just backed off this guy and let him sit there, he would have cooled off. But instead of having to strike him until he's absolutely stopped moving one inch, is really pushing it.
He also...
And not to mention he lost vision in one eye.
Yeah, and he had a leg injury too beforehand, right? So the idea that he was resisting that forcefully was kind of... That was an issue that was kind of raised.
And when he did finally get medical treatment, it appeared that he had endured something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They beat him up. They beat him up to some degree. Now, how hard he was resisting before this, I don't know. And sometimes it's hard to look at a snippet and make a complete discovery on what's happened there. But I thought what I saw I didn't like. It just looked like five guys ganging up on somebody who was being maybe just a smidgen... he was not quite as helpful as possibly he could have been. It wasn't any big deal, though. There was no need to keep hitting him. Mm-hmm. So anyway...
it was interesting, though. That's where the police chief was out there, though, not defending them, right? But he was saying that East Point is safe.
Yeah.
This is the problem I have. Why I agree with that, it seemed excessive based on the video that we saw. When you have the people come out and just put out a warning, do not drive through East Point, a travel warning, it kind of minimizes it in a way, right?
Well, not only that, they said do not do business with they're urging other black people not to do any business with any merchants in East Point. And this seems to be the big – this is very popular right now, is to cost people money on the basis of – I don't like this, so it's time to cost people money. So they'll do something about it. And
but is not spending money in a city the way to fix the police department in the city?
No, it's not. I mean,
that's my
guess,
problem with this.
The idea is that you're going to get these merchants so pissed that they're going to do something about it. But they're not really – they have nothing to do with this case.
And no, and of course they want, you know, they want the police to be, you know, treat people as equally as they should be.
Well, I would hope so. And I'm trying to remember if East Point has any kind of history in this arena. You know, East Point's a sort of an oddball. It was part of Detroit for so long. And then
it was East Detroit.
Yeah, East Detroit. And then East Point.
We played East Detroit in football once.
Yeah.
And my favorite memory is their nose guard. You know how you wear a shirt underneath your pads?
Sure.
Right? It was really cold out when we played them. And I think their colors were maybe green and white or black and white. And he had a red and black flannel full-length sleeve buttoned down underneath his pads, which became really distracting when you're playing. Like, wait, why is that guy wearing a flannel underneath his shoulder pads and jersey? It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, a bad undershirt is a bad look.
And so now, I think it was East Detroit Catholic who we played. And so every time I think of East Point or East Detroit, I think of that dude.
There are a lot more black people in East Point than people might think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd assume there's some black businesses in East Point, too.
I believe.
Anyway, I don't know. I just thought this thing seemed a little dramatic. On the other hand, I hope that this guy get some justice, because by the time he did get medical attention, and the complaint was, among others, that he was not given medical attention soon enough, he's now partially blind in one eye after the beating, dislodged an artificial lens that was implanted during a surgery about 10 years ago. That's not cool.
Yeah.
It became irreparable when he did not receive immediate medical attention. So anyway, one of the other things, too, was this group, I assume the Reverend Rideout's group, wanted to meet with community leaders, and they were not interested in a meeting for some reason.
Huh.
They didn't want to meet, or they didn't meet. And I don't know. I wish you could hear more from the other side on this one. Seems to me they should get out in front of this and tell us something, and they're really not saying anything other than I think they're conducting an investigation. But when something gets, you know, this is page 3 news. Page 2 news.
But it was all over the TV news, too.
Yeah. I just think it would behoove the police department to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Department Police Report says Taylor is being uncooperative and intentionally fell to the ground during the booking process. And the report officer writes Taylor then hit his head against a bench and the floor in an attempt to injure himself. It says Taylor sprayed himself in the face with Windex and spit on an officer.
Does that sound like something a person would do? Why would you spray?
Why does this guy have Windex, by the way?
Yeah, why would you spray yourself? That makes no sense.
Wait, the guy's arrested for drunk driving. I assume he's cuffed.
He was, I think his, didn't that article say his feet and his hands were cuffed or shackled? Which, once again, he's got an injury to his leg.
So how's he spraying the Windex? And by the way, do they give him Windex? Here, want some Windex? Want to spray yourself with Windex? We'll give you the option. No, sir, doesn't that sound ridiculous?
Why would you
ridiculous?
Do it anyway, yeah.
Was he carry Windex around?
I don't know.
What's the movie where somebody...
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
It is that My Greek Fat. That is the dumbest thing. First of all, that movie sucks and it's stupid, and I don't care who you are and what your background is or why you like that movie. That movie sucks.
Oh,
I
know.
It sucks.
I know someone that likes it a lot.
But the dad has an obsession with Windex.
Julie.
Well, Julie can like it.
And as a matter of fact, Part 2 might have gotten TiVo'd last weekend because it premiered on HBO.
The sequel?
Yeah.
Well, the father of the bride sprays Windex on everything.
Yeah, there's even one scene where they're having dinner, and he's got his elbow in a bowl of it because he hurt his elbow.
What? That's not funny.
It's the dumbest plot device.
Ugh.
I don't even, what is it supposed to mean? What's the point?
That's the word.
He has OCD or something.
It's part of the comedy.
Yeah, just a germaphobe.
Windex.
Why would you put your elbow in it?
I think it was just a a ploy of instead of taking Robitussin for everything, he
put some Tussin on it.
Yeah, he puts Windex on everything. If you get a scratch,
wait,
put some Windex.
I feel like they stole that joke from Chris Rock. Then
I know.
That's really shameful. Put some Tussin on it.
Not funny.
So you're not going to see the sequel.
I love that you guys
comments on the story? Yeah. Okay.
This is on the police abuse story in East Point.
Yeah. After watching the video, this guy was beyond any doubt drunk. I don't care what happened to him. Any of us could have been on the road with this worthless slug and been killed by his stupidity. That's not the
point.
You
don't deserve to get the shit beat out of you, though, once you've been detained.
No, we all know he should have been driving drunk.
Of course.
That goes without saying. That doesn't mean the cops have the right to do whatever they want to him.
No.
The pastor of the news, I have a question. You say people are not allowed to beat their animals or they will be arrested. Just how many animals with four legs have murdered, carjacked, robbed stores, and caused havoc in our country? How many two-legged blacks have killed our police across the country? So which animal is more dangerous, the two-legged black one or the
Jesus
four-legged
Christ.
One?
Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me? Whew. Next comment. Nancy, the dry cleaner's called. Your white sheets are ready for pickup.
That was a woman that wrote the previous one?
Yep, Nancy.
Oh, my God. I don't even believe that person's real. Do you believe that? That's a real person?
Yeah, I do. You mean Nancy that wrote that?
Oh, God.
She's got her last name there, too.
Jeez, that's stupid.
If you go to traffic court in East Point, you'll see 90% of the people in court are black. I lived there a couple years ago and found that disparaging in this day and age. Maybe predominantly black community now in the police force does not represent any diversity. That is...
Well, that's what I'd like to know, is what percent of the police force is...
They just hired their first black police officer in years, according to the story. So apparently, it's not terribly... And it doesn't sound like it's terribly integrated, because the population... There are a lot of black people in East Point.
The protesters do have a point, too, that there is a study that shows that they get pulled over disproportionately more so in East Point in particular.
I wish someone besides the Reverend Rideout was involved in this.
I know, and Sam Riddle.
Can Sam Riddle just go away, please?
No.
I don't think he helps any cause he's involved in. I really don't.
No. Well, like we said, there's some stupid ones that kind of minimalize these ones.
Yet another person demanding the rules be thrown out because they're offended. There's a reason for due process, and there's a reason for it applies to everyone. It is indeed about justice for all parties involved, not the aggrieved minorities. Not just aggrieved minorities. We can also see how easy it is for people to have one side of the story to show how they are prejudiced and judgmental. These same people are among the first to complain should anyone pass judgment on them or their actions. There are two or more sides to any story. This news story gives one side of a story, and the minister demands suspension of due process for those he passes judgment on based on the word of a man convicted of breaking the law. Have you not seen the video? They strapped him to a chair and beat him unconscious while yelling, "Stop resisting." Recorded the entire thing. That does not sound like due process to me.
First off, the story is about the pastors urging them to not go to East Point. That is the story. If the police chief of East Point made a comment, it would be included in the story.
I think the pastor, though, is misguided in suggesting he is denying any due process. He is saying guilty,
true.
End of story.
True.
And so, therefore, don't shop at East Point businesses and don't drive in East Point. And I think that's bullshit, but that doesn't mean the video doesn't have a point, too.
Somebody convicted of assault, it's just the wrong person to be preaching about assault.
Oh, I know. Sam Riddle.
Sam Riddle, bribery. I'm sorry. He took bribes. Pastor needs to shut up and quit stirring the controversy pot. Yeah. This guy's pounded on by the cops, and there is no controversy, just a pending criminal charge. Impossible to conclude anything at this point. No photos or other physical evidence unless you're a bigot.
Yeah, he was convicted of assault, too, Drew. Riddle was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
what
right.
Brandon was implying.
In 2010. But, 6 years later, it's okay for him to preach.
Well, I just thought the bribery thing was
not helping.
Yeah, that was, he served, 2 years in prison or maybe a couple.
For the bribery.
Right.
Yeah. But he was.
I just felt like for him to suddenly be passing judgment on all these people.
Well, especially on assault.
Yeah. Robert Mayville is the pulpit pimp and attorney. Wait, is this pulpit pimp an attorney? Is what he's doing hardening positions, causing social change, or simply getting some face time to up the offerings in the collection pot?
Well, that's awfully cynical.
It's an interesting question. By the way, that reminds me, you mentioned the Lauren Podell story. What is it, Melodies and Memories?
Yeah.
The guys down there know Doug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they were asking, hey, have you seen Doug?
Said, nice connecting the two.
I have not seen Doug recently, but and he mentioned Lauren, and we were talking about that.
Oh.
I just wonder what the hell happens. Okay, she fucked up. Apparently, she's suspended by the station for a couple days. 6 months later, Sam Riddle says that's not good enough. She must go. So now, is she never to work again, ever? Is she not entitled to ever have a position?
Someone's going to have to take a chance on her.
I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast. I think I did. The woman in Pittsburgh, 18 years as an anchor, and she was like co-anchor, I think, on the top newscast in Pittsburgh. She made a similar, I can't remember exactly what she said. It was something stupid, off the air, I believe. Mm-hmm. Lost her job, and that was, I think, 3 years ago. And the story was about how she had not found a job in multiple years since it had happened. So it sounded like her career is basically over. Done.
Yeah, because, you know, the second somebody hires that person, there's the story. They hire somebody with a past. No one's allowed to make mistakes anymore.
No, it's crazy. And I'm sure there are people who would say, hey, good riddance. Fuck her. Shouldn't have a job. Really? She should never work again. Ever.
No one's allowed to make a mistake.
Today in rock. Today is the 14th of December.
Do you remember?
Brian Jones rushed to the hospital. He was overstrained, according to the
overstrained
release, and also possibly recovering from having some teeth taken out. I don't know why you'd be rushed to the hospital for that.
Seems a little odd.
Yeah, overstrained. I haven't heard that ailment before. 1968, Marvin Gaye is his first number one in the U.S. I heard it through the grapevine. Written by, I thought Marvin wrote that song for the longest time.
Covered by what? Everybody.
Yeah, a lot of covers. Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong wrote that. Same guys who wrote Money. And I expect they made a few bucks off of Money.
The best cover of that song, easily done by the California Raisins. What? You know what? You don't like that version? Those guys are cool,
one of
man.
My earliest memories is seeing those guys.
The California Raisins. Yeah.
Smokey had already released a version.
Drew's not amused.
I remember the California Raisins and their wonderful version, of course.
Sorry.
Smokey had a version that did nothing, and then Marvin was going to put it out. For some reason, they decided not to do it, and Gladys Knight put it out. She had a number two hit.
Ooh.
And then Marvin put it out about 6 months after Gladys Knight, and it was a number one hit. Weird. We talked about that, how in the late 60s, people, if somebody had a hit with a song, like yeah. Five people try to cover it immediately.
Do you like CCRs?
Hell yeah, I do. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love all CCRs covers. Run Through the Jungle and On the Bayou. Killer. Actually, Run Through the Jungle might be an original, now that I think about it. But Born in the Bayou? Badass. Actually, I think the CCR cover is about 8 minutes long, isn't it? Isn't there a long jam in that?
Ooh.
Earth would be great fun. I think it is. You want to throw Gladys Knight on there?
You don't want to hear CCR?
Yeah. How about a little Gladys Knight? She's got a real upbeat cover. I mean, it's a big fucking hit, number two, for crying out loud.
In 1986, it charted after Marvin Gaye's death, thanks to a Levi's commercial as well.
Funky version.
The Raisins number charted with it.
What, was that their version? The one that charted?
No, it was Marvin's, yeah.
This is totally different. No? Jay? I'm digging it, man. Randon?
Yeah. It's good.
It's good, Mark. You're outvoted, Mark.
Huh?
You're outvoted.
What?
It's good.
I like this version. What are you talking about?
You're shaking your head.
It's jamming.
All he's doing is reading up on the California Raisins
right now. Sorry.
Asshole.
What? I was jamming. Did you know they won an Emmy Award?
How long is Creed's version?
I think it's only 4.5 minutes.
What? What?
Oh, the one that I was looking at. You know, they must have different versions on YouTube.
Oh, you got the 11-minute version? I knew it was long. I know it was 11. Man, John Fogerty is fucking great, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I love the Beatles so much as a kid and continue to. I always compare everyone with the Beatles, which isn't fair, of course. But when you look at guys like John Fogerty, who is the entire band and writes everything and produces everything.
Yep.
Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys.
Yep.
I mean, you got really three great songwriters in the Beatles. Two of the best singers probably of all time, that and George is good.
That work together really well. That's
for
best.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you know CBS had a show called Meet the Raisins in 1988? I don't remember that.
Thank God.
They also had a sequel called Raisins Sold Out.
Sold out.
I remember going through a CCR binge not too long ago where they just kept popping up on Pandora, so I just kept listening and listening, and so I decided to read up on them. I didn't know how much inner turmoil that band had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, did they hate each other?
Just change what the R stands for.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the Fogerty book out before the end of the week.
They still hate each other. I mean, they, you know, the bassist and drummer weren't even allowed to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with them.
Well, you know when The Old Man Down the Road came out in center field mm-hmm. on the Fogerty? Well, you'd have been a kid. Have you even born?
No, I wasn't born.
Those were the first hits he'd had in a long time, and he toured behind him, and he played no CCR.
Yeah.
Because he had to credit those guys. He had to pay them money. And I believe he didn't have ownership of his masters or his publishing.
But then
and he was so pissed.
Pissed
about it, he refused to play any of it until, God, who was it? Somebody
some
brought
event,
him
right?
Somebody
yeah.
brought him on at a concert and said, hey, let's do Proud Mary. And he just rolled with it, and he was like, oh, my God. That
yeah,
was
we
so
just
much
talked
fucking
about
fun.
This. Who was it?
John Fogerty.
No. That brought,
him, brought him on. I can't fucking remember.
It was like a newer band, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. I was going to say Travis Tritt, but that's the Eagles story. He got the Eagles together for a video. He did Take It Easy. And he got them all to be in the video, and they were like, hey, it's kind of funny.
Let me end my raisins.
It was my understanding that the CCR, I think the last time they all played together was either at one of their weddings, Tom Fogerty's wedding, or at a high school reunion they had. But they didn't play under CCR. They played under their high school band name.
Which was it? Do you remember?
Something.
God, it's a great song.
Blue Balls or something? I can't remember.
Sweet.
John Fogerty was one troubled dude. I mean, not just the anger, but... He was so depressed at multiple points in his life that he would drink himself to blackout. That was the only way he could knock himself out to go to sleep, was to drink himself to blackout conditions.
Yeah, the last time they all played together was in 1983 at their 20th high school reunion, but they didn't play under CCR. They played under the Blue Velvets.
Oh.
But yeah, those guys still.
It could have been Farm Aid when he played it.
God, I
Proud Mary.
Maybe. What year? What year?
97.
No, I think it was before that. You just Google, you know.
Oh, I was using Bing.
Also today in Rock for December 14th, 1969, the J5 appeared on Ed Sullivan for the first time. Little Michael stole the show, of course.
I love you.
1972, Born to Boogie, Ringo Starr, his directed film starring Mark Bolan of T-Rex, premiered in London. I've seen it. It's bad.
Oh,
it's
really?
Bad. Yeah,
oh,
it's stupid.
Man.
A lot of fast motion stuff, dumb fast motion stuff. Like, oh, isn't that wacky? The film's going really fast.
Oh, boy.
And some stupid scenes and not very good.
Sorry.
1998, Billy Preston pleaded guilty to insurance fraud.
What?
Yep. And agreed to testify against six defendants who started fires, staged thefts, and rigged car accidents. In this insurance fraud deal, he got 5 years probation, 1 year jail. That was not the end of his legal troubles, unfortunately.
The best afro, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he had a badass afro. Better than Oscar Gamble.
Huge.
Better than Oscar Gamble.
Or Rob Tyner.
I don't know about that. Although, Gamble's looked pretty sweet because he got to put the hat on it.
Yeah, that one baseball card is awesome. Awesome.
So it's such a famous card.
That a true testimonial MC5 documentary I was watching the other day, when MC5 got in, I think it was their couple years after they signed their record deal, Rob Tyner decided he was going to grow his afro out. It was already big. Yeah. It was huge. It was almost as big as Billy Preston's.
Oh, wow.
But I was watching...
I should grow mine out.
Don't Let Me Down, the video of the Beatles on the roof.
Yeah.
The rooftop concert. And Billy Preston adds so much to that album, the songs he's on, but they never show him on the things. They're only trying to show the Beatles, and he was just a guest on those recordings. But he's up there playing the organ, and it sounds fucking great. Mm. And Billy Preston, God, who else did he play with? He played with the Stones. He toured with the Stones in 75 and played with a lot of people. Paul McCartney did a live show online from the Cavern with David Gilmour, Ian Paice, and Mick Green.
It's fairly recent, isn't it?
It was 99.
Oh, God, I thought it was more that long ago. That.
It was the most viewed online concert in history at the time. 3 million people watched it.
99. That's funny because I remember I have this vague recollection of you and Podell trying to watch it or something.
Yeah, and it was the signal was bad.
But yeah,
the Wi-Fi was
for some reason I thought it was in the new building, not the old one, but whatever.
It was the old building. That's right. Yeah, you're right. 2003, Ozzy and Kelly Osbourne are at number one with
what?
The with Changes.
They did a song together?
Yeah, it's a single called Changes. It was actually number one. God. It was a Black Sabbath cover. I know how disgusting. And then 2004, Dimebag Darrell's funeral. Of course, we had the death just a few days ago, the same Lennon death day, December 9th. Eddie Van Halen put Darrell's black and yellow striped guitar into the casket. His Kiss casket, by the way.
Oh,
he was
really?
Buried in a Kiss casket.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was.
Huh.
On this day in 2004.
It's also the Sandy. Isn't Sandy Hook today? 12/14.
Is Sandy Hook today?
I think today's the anniversary.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Damn.
Is this Ozzy Osbourne and Kelly Osbourne? I am so
sad. Gross.
I lost the best friend. It's not how processor voices. That
I ever had. I just do not like Kelly Osbourne at all. I don't know who the fuck she thinks she is.
All right, next.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Next.
Hey, huge article on Hatchimals today. In the,
oh, really?
The green section of USA Today today.
Help me, Hank, did a story on Hatchimals.
He did. Yeah. Somebody trying to get some Hatchimals?
Beware of fake Hatchimals out
no,
there.
No, there's fake Hatchimals?
Apparently.
Faux?
Yeah, faux-chimals.
I want a Hatchimal, man. I'm into these things.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just got to thinking about them. They're cool. That's a cool toy.
To have it hatch live on the air?
Yeah, well, I like the whole hatching process. Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah.
Why is it in the...
for an hour?
Look how excited this girl is.
Fake!
She's no, not that
No,
excited.
She has
got her Hatchimal.
Kids don't
she's
get
pumped.
That excited. This is in the money section of USA Today?
Money section, yeah. Cause
it's about how lucrative they are?
Yeah, it's selling out the ass, and they're having trouble keeping it on the shelves. They can't keep it on the shelves. Actually, they have lists. People get on lists, and as soon as they come in, they're sold.
Nothing says Christmas like a toy story in the money section of the USA Today.
Online, let's see. Because I've talked to people who are saying, I have to get my kid a Hatchimal somehow.
Who? Like, who are these people?
Don.
Don!
Don.
No, you don't, Don.
He said he has to get one. Or I think he has to get two.
Yeah, he's got twins. Twins.
Stop it. The resale site's closed auction listing showed the toy pets carrying price tags ranging from $117 to $174, double the usual retail prices. Of 50, I guess there's an $80 Hatchimal, too.
Wow.
Gift givers who strike out in their search for Hatchimal should opt for a gift that is the polar opposite. That would be a Star Wars figure, a remotely controlled helicopter, or perhaps a set of Legos.
Yeah, now we're talking.
That's not a Hatchimal, though! Legos I want better. A Hatchimal!
They don't do anything after they hatch.
Yeah, they do. Remember their eyes light up?
I'm looking at some ridiculous ones on eBay.
I feel bad for kids.
My Hatchimal.
25 grand.
Where's my Hatchimal?
25 grand. Shut up.
$25,000
These are just the people who put it out there to see if anybody will bite it at all.
But nobody's going to buy it for $25,000
Jeez. Also in the green section today, these self-lacing Nike shoes.
Yeah.
With a motor in them.
Sweet.
What happens when the motor fucks up?
Well, don't you put a new battery in? Or you mean if the motor actually
No, the motor
breaks.
Fucks up. I mean, you need a new carburetor or something.
You buy those shoes,
starter goes.
You have to self-lace them.
Is there a self-lace? I mean, can you disconnect the motor and then self-lace them? I mean, I just wonder if you're trapped out of your shoes forever.
I don't know. How much are they?
$720.
What a concept. You're trapped out of your shoes forever. I can't get my shoes on. My motor's broken.
Yeah, the starter went.
They're just a novelty.
Turns over, but it won't start.
Are they just
a
novelty?
Shirt, no shoes, no dive show.
God, Fast Times has been on all month on the movie channels. I just can't stop watching it. Mr. Hand. Come on, Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand is so good in that flick, too. He's hilarious. Ray Walston from My Favorite Martian. I'll say it since Maz isn't here. I'll say it for him.
What's funny about that is my head. I'm going, if Maz was here, he would have. I couldn't remember what he was from.
Oh, yeah.
His name. But Maz, My Favorite Martian. Always says his name.
His he had antenna that would come up when he was in Martian mode. He lived with Bill Bixby.
The Hulk? He lived with the Hulk?
Lived with the Hulk. What happened to Bill
Ray
Bixby?
Walton?
Huh? Bixby?
Bixby's dead, right?
Well, I don't know. Isn't he still hulking around?
No.
I mean, he's Lou Ferrigno now.
No, no.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bixby is dead, isn't he?
Yeah. He died, what, 10
That's
years
right.
ago?
I thought so.
93. Oh, wow. That long ago.
Bixby was in a lot of shit, though. I mean, probably you wouldn't remember.
Oh, TV, you mean?
I mean, the Hulk was big.
Yeah.
My Favorite Martian was big.
When you said he was in a lot of shit, I thought you
the
meant
courtship.
Like,
oh, in trouble?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
The Courtship of Eddie's Father? You ever heard of The Courtship of Eddie's Father?
I've heard of it, yeah. I've never seen
Jay,
it.
Jay, you remember that?
I remember that show, yeah.
Did you watch Julia, by the way? Remember my friend and I used to watch those two shows. They might have been on back-to-back.
No.
Courtship of Eddie's Father. Julia was Diane Carroll. And she had, she's a single mom. It's unusual to have a show about a black single mom at that time.
To tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation.
Oh, you never want to overdose of
gamma radiation. I didn't know that.
And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged,
David Banner.
Metamorphosis occurs.
Oh, you should see the look on Bixby's face. He's freaking out.
Shorts. Driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Hulkster,
Lou Ferrigno!
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. They got a warrant for murder out of it.
They got a warrant for murder out there.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature.
The Banner's visiting his own grave.
So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead.
The fuck?
Until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells.
You won't recognize him? Go away, I thought you're dead.
I gotta say, step one would be wearing really loose, large clothing. Because the Hulk, when he becomes the Hulk, looks ridiculous with the clothes ripped.
Well, yeah, and then, I mean, how many clothes did Bixby have to buy that the Hulk ripped?
Exactly.
You know what's weird, too? Like, that's the opening theme of every show. So if you watch it every week, they tell you the story. Yeah. There's no, like, music or, you know, like the Love Boat or something like that.
It gets rid
theme
of
song?
It gets rid of previously on. Previously on The Incredible Hulk. Because it doesn't matter what happened on the previous episodes because they're all different.
You would think, though, that Bixby would be just broke from buying new clothes all the time.
Or he just goes and buys the same pair of pants. Just, you know, 15 pairs every other week. Wouldn't you think he'd wear, like, really big sweatpants?
He shouldn't be wearing skinny jeans.
Or a moo-moo.
And what did he do, by the way, when the Hulk turned back into David Banner and his clothes were all ripped to shreds?
He's fucked, man.
Did he carry a bag of clothes around with him all the time? You know, did they show that in the show?
You know, like in the comic book or in the Avengers movie, the Hulk is gigantic. And I never understood that. Like, why wasn't he just totally nude then? Because you wouldn't be wearing ripped clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
the clothing
it's ridiculous.
Doesn't grow.
Right? Yeah, but I think they, I think Mark Ruffalo wears the purple.
Yeah, but they grow and he becomes the this massive multi-story Hulk. The pants, the pants didn't have an overdose of gamma radiation.
He's a scientist. He probably came up with a special elastic.
Spandex?
Yeah.
The world's most elastic pair of pants.
He doesn't want to be nude with a big green wiener hanging everywhere.
Why? That's just as frightening.
So how many people have tried to get an overdose of gamma radiation in order to become the Hulk, I wonder? How many people have died?
Or got bit by a radioactive spider?
Yeah,
thinking
exactly.
It'll work. By the way, have you seen Batman versus Superman? Has anybody in here seen
it? I just
that?
Watched it this weekend.
Yes.
Did I just like started it? Watching it, and I turned it off after a half hour because it's so fucking stupid.
I agree. I totally
really?
Agree. I thought it was totally stupid.
And I like the opening scene, you know, when he's in
even that was dumb when he's
Metropolis.
In Detroit.
Yeah, and he actually gets, I don't know, you can see it from a different perspective.
Of the end of Man of Steel or whatever.
I just remember food is coming. Shit.
Although... The part that really got me that I turned it off was the Lex Luthor part. I don't know why that just drove me nuts. I'm like, why am I wasting my time with this shit?
He was a little over the top.
That's what I mean.
He didn't seem
so
like
it's not worth finishing?
Evil.
I didn't think so. It's a long movie. It's like 2:28 or something.
Half, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't finish
make
it.
Make sure
either.
The door's open so the dogs will bark and let us know the food's here.
But Brandon, part of me feels like I need to see it because it doesn't isn't it a launching pad for every other
right,
movie?
It's going to be a prerequisite for all these that and Suicide Squad because they're making a Harley Quinn standalone movie, a Batman standalone movie. You know, Justice League is coming out that's going to have all the new characters in it. So you're going to kind of have to at least see the ending of it.
That's right. It sucks.
Why does every movie have to be a comic book movie now that you have to know every backstory of every character? Why can't we just watch movies?
Here, before we get off Hulk, I want you to take a look at this GIF.
Oh, hot. The Hulk banging away on Scarlett Johansson?
I don't know how I came
that
across this
ridiculous.
On the World Wide Web.
It doesn't work.
I know.
Show Drew that.
But it's basically a GIF of the ScarJo and Hulk getting it on. But he's in Hulk form.
Look. Look at the Hulk's cock.
Did you show the Hulk's cock?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Banging Scarlett Johansson.
People come up with some crazy things.
How do we get on Bixby?
Ray Walston.
Oh, that's right. Do you want to know the most searched things by category this year? You know, Google puts out
that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Food's here, by the way, I think. I thought I heard the dogs barking.
I'll go check.
Seriously?
I thought I heard them.
She's so pretty. And she's so great.
No, I can't talk over this.
Movies, singing no. Songs by Tom Waits. She is the woman of so many men's dreams. Sometimes she releases stinky steam. Where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson barks. When a woman is so poised and so pretty as she, and is a talented and famous celebrity, we think that God created her with so much wisdom that he decided he wouldn't bog her down with a digestive system. But where is
that
stench
coming
from? It's coming from Scarlett
Johansson's
bum. From Scarlett Johansson's bum because Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts.
So, you know, Google puts out their lists on the most Googled things.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess you want to start with movies since we were just talking about it?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what the top Googled searched movie was for this year?
Movie.
I feel like I just haven't seen movies this year.
Is it Batman versus Superman?
It's number two. Suicide Squad, of course, is first.
What's Suicide Squad?
That's the Joker, Harley Quinn movie.
Okay.
It was huge. Everybody saw it. It's just nobody liked it, it seemed. Finding Dory, The Revenant.
Oh, God, I hate that movie.
You hate The Revenant?
I did not like it.
Really? It's too slow for you.
I found it boring as
you were
hell.
Miserable. Let me guess. You didn't like because they were outside in the cold.
Well, that sucked too. Yeah.
That's right. It freezing. Sucks.
But number nine on this list is Ghostbusters, which I would have thought would have been number one because of all the controversy about the female Ghostbusters.
But this whole place sucks.
But the fact that people thought it sucked, I'm sure, held it back.
Yeah, but I thought people...
There was a lot of intrigue. Yeah, there was a lot of discussion about it, for sure.
Overall, the top search items, which... Why is Donald Trump not number one? He's number eight. The election's nine. Hillary Clinton's 10. David Bowie is seventh.
Oh, okay.
The Olympics was six. Slither.io. Does anybody have what any idea what Slither.io
no,
is?
No idea.
That was the fifth most Google thing. Pokemon Go.
I check Slither. What is Slither.io?
Yeah, I think it's a video game for your phone. I don't know why it was Googled so much. Then already? Pokemon Go. Then Hurricane Matthew. Don't call me Matt. Remember what a big deal that was?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Prince was number two.
Oh, okay.
And then the Powerball was number one.
Interesting that Prince would be so much higher than David Bowie.
Yeah, but he went across all genres. Rock, R&B, pop. And he's more recent.
I suppose.
You know, his death was more surprising, I would say, than Bowie, right?
Yeah, it was. Bowie was... 69.
That's Bowie died at the beginning of the year.
Dave!
So.
Prince is more of a cross-cultural thing, I suppose. I thought Bowie was so big.
TV shows, can you even venture a guess the most Googled TV show was? It's one you watched.
The Voice.
The Voice is not on here.
What?
Although, Dancing with the Stars, 10.
Billy Gilman did not win The Voice, by the way.
He didn't?
No, Gilmo didn't win.
Are you heartbroken?
I was kind of bummed. I really came to Doug him.
You're a big fan.
I don't want to de-pants him anymore.
Although there was a big guffaw yesterday after the podcast, because you and I were watching it. Remember what happened when we were watching it? He was doing My Life. My Way.
Yeah. And he cried.
He cried.
He cries a lot. Oh, and he whispered.
Yeah, to very way. I did it. My way.
That was so
you
stupid.
You and I both lost it when he did it.
Oh, was that dumb? Laughing. Oh, my God, was that stupid?
And then Miley Cyrus had to talk about how that's
it's probably online, by the way, Jay. Yeah. So everyone can experience the foolishness.
Remember, Cyrus was like, that's like my favorite song and stuff. I really talk about me.
I really like it because I do everything my way. And so the song says she does everything my way. And so I really, it's my song.
Which, as she's talking, she's
my favorite song. She said that three times is her favorite song.
And she's wearing that stupid veil. So you don't hear anything she's saying. You just look at her and go, why are you wearing that? It looks really dumb. What was this?
Shame on her for claiming it's her favorite song. Oh, God. Here it is.
Yes, it was. My way.
Oh! Oh, is that stupid? Oh, one more time. Oh, my God, is that stupid? Oh!
He has to turn away from the camera, too. He couldn't take it any longer.
Yes, it was my way.
Oh,
my way.
And if you can see the look on his face too, it's like I got this. I'm nailing this watch. My way.
Remember he had that giant hair on his shoulder too. Yeah, that was really distracting. Can you see it, Jay? Yeah.
It's
very distracting. Yeah. And then standing
he cried while they were telling him how great it was. He cried. There were tears.
He makes Carson Daly look like he's 6'8". Carson's skying over him. Is Billy Gilman, is his growth stunted?
Apparently, when his career stalled, his height stalled as well. Wouldn't it be funny if it happened to everyone? Every teen idol was like 4'9". What a darn shame. He was growing at normal height, and the career stalled, and something happened. I just hit him so hard. He fought all the growth hormones to try and stay the same size, thinking somehow it was related to his career.
It happened to Webster, Daniel Lewis.
That's right.
It happened to Gary Coleman.
Yep.
Let's see. It happened to the Olsen twins. They basically look like they're still 13.
I think there's something to that.
Wow. This is gross.
What a shame. What a darn shame.
The only other list that Google did I thought was of any worth was the celebrity deaths that were searched. You know, there was a ton of celebrity deaths this year.
Oh, I know. My God.
We already know Prince is first, Bowie second. Speaking of The Voice, you wouldn't believe who number three is. That Christina Grimmie.
Oh, the girl that was killed the same
She was killed the
night
day
the
before
Orlando deal.
The Pulse nightclub in Orlando,
right.
So nobody thinks about her anymore.
She's obliterated.
Because of the Pulse nightclub. Dead. She was more searched than Muhammad Ali.
What?
It was fourth.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Alan Rickman was fifth. Jose Fernandez, the baseball player, sixth. Gene Wilder. Kimbo Slice. Number nine was Big Ange.
Who's Big Ange?
She's from one of those reality shows, the Housewife show, I think.
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't know her if you saw her.
Oh, you ain't dead.
That's that list. I don't know.
This is the best drop. I just love every drop of that woman.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't dead.
You know what I haven't heard in a while is her saying, you got to find someplace to stay because you ain't staying at my place. And she's basically telling her daughter-in-law, who her son has beaten, and the cops are taking him away, that's who she says you ain't dead to. This show's a little bruise on her leg, and you ain't dead.
Well, it's funny too.
Shut up, Vernon. How you are in trouble, mate? Just get out of here.
What's funny is if you saw the two people, you would think that voice belongs to the lady, the daughter-in-law, or whatever.
The victim.
Yeah, the victim. Wouldn't you? Or when you
I
first
know, I thought it suited her pretty well because she's an old bag.
But the one the one shot they show the daughter and she's complaining and you're like, oh, that's the voice. And then you see this tiny little old lady.
Yeah, it's a little confusing when you watch the way they present it.
I'd like for you to just take him in there and whip his ass good and proper. Because
that's
what
he
needs.
Yeah, it sounds like her stronger, younger sister.
Get out of my trailer. I won't get out.
Yeah, because the daughter-in-law thinks that her and the kids are going to stay at her trailer because she's so afraid of her son.
Yeah.
And it's a big N-O, bitch. Get out of my trailer. Watch out.
Get out of my trailer. I want you out.
Definitely best of cops.
You want to hear some tabloid stories?
Yeah, what's going on? Bieber. I know we skipped some stuff last night that you wanted to do, so why don't you roll on that?
Bieber, first of all, did you see him at his pickup hockey game? Which, by the way, that's how we started off by talking about Alan Thicke dying. Did you know he was at a hockey game?
He was playing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was joking as they were taking him away. He told his son to take a picture of him just to tell everyone he's okay.
And then Dr. Oz was on Inside Edition. Did you see Dr. Oz?
No.
I thought this was kind of crass, but he's like, he really was one of America's favorite TV dads. And unfortunately, he died like most American dads. It's like, whoa. Oz, because he died of a heart attack.
Oh, please. Come on, Oz. Don't try to make it about you.
I know. Well, it totally became about Oz. So Bieber was at a pickup hockey game and was trying to pick fights with people, and nobody would fight him.
Wait, you mean like really trying to fight?
Yeah. Did you see the video? Jay and I, we were talking about it off the air, but there's a video of him skating around. Just doing cheap shot after cheap shot, and nobody would fight him. Total dick.
You know, he's really a putz, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, here, he cost, you know, Z100 in New York, that famous radio station.
Oh, yeah, Scott Shannon.
Cost the organizers $1 million because they do their jingle ball concert or whatever.
Right.
Bieber was so late to the stage, he cost them $1 million in fines. He arrived at 10:30 p.m. via the secret ramp to Madison Square Garden. His car pulled up. Everyone got out with his entourage and headed straight to his dressing room. Everyone was relieved to see him inside the building an hour before he was scheduled to take the stage at 11:30 p.m. But when it came time for him to show up, he was nowhere in sight.
I
was nowhere to be found. The organizers had to knock on his dressing room and beg him to take the stage.
What was the problem?
He was paid to perform for 30 minutes, but the Garden has a midnight curfew. Any show that goes past midnight cost the promoters millions of dollars in fines. By 11:45, Bieber finally showed up. But refused to cut down his 30-minute set.
Oh, my God.
People were begging him again as the clock struck midnight, but this time for him to end, they're just dying for him to end the show, and he wouldn't end the show. He refused to leave until 12:15, cost him $1 million. Why didn't they just pull the power on him?
Because they feared a riot of 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, but $1 million or a riot?
Is that Bieber?
Is that him playing hockey? His cheap shots?
Yeah, I want to see this.
Dick.
He's such a fuckface. And I'm sorry, I think his music sucks.
chase this guy who's much bigger than him.
Oh.
That guy would totally kick his ass.
I think he's a hot shit hockey player, huh?
So now he goes.
Now he goes towards the goalie and starts, like, jawing with him.
Can we get malt beer, someone to just flatten him?
As if this goalie's going to start fighting Bieber. By the way, pickup hockey game, so relax.
You stupid punk. Oh, he's got the C on his jersey. He's the captain.
Of course, he's Bieber. He probably paid for the jerseys, that's why.
Oh, he's still bitching. What a little baby.
You'd love to see someone just rock him.
Oh, God, yes. Deform his face.
Yeah. Make him cry.
I want his face to be deformed, and I want all cosmetic surgeons to refuse to work on him. Wouldn't that be great?
Bill Clinton's down to 117 pounds, apparently.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
New York internist Dr. Stuart Fisher, who has not treated Clinton, said he looks 30 years older during the campaign. Either age or illness has caught up with him. Cancer is possible. Dr.
Come
Fisher.
On. That's a little irresponsible.
Dr. Fisher, come on. Yeah.
Although, okay, what explanation is there for all this weight loss? He's like 6 feet tall. He's tall.
6 foot two, yeah. 117 pounds.
But is there any reason given why he's lost
cancer.
Weight?
They fear cancer is eating him alive. That's the quote.
Wow.
A concerned friend said, he's fading fast. He's become a shadow of his former self. And Hillary's loss was devastating to Bill.
It was not. That's a lie.
This quote.
He's so not devastated.
That could be the final straw that kills him. Quote unquote from a concerned friend.
He could have rounded up so much pussy while she was president.
Yeah.
He would have loved that. Total freedom.
You saw.
Man, Hillary is so busy with his international issue crisis right now.
And still, I won't. Now I'm fucking hiking these hills. I want to hike these hills with her. Because you remember, she was first spotted.
Yes.
On a hike with Bill.
Oh, God.
Bill took the picture. You know, Bill was like, I just want to go to the Energizer's house. They're hiking.
They're walking right by it.
Yeah. You know, Kanye with Trump.
Hold on. Stop here. Get a glass of water. I'm really thirsty.
I'll take a whiz.
Get the Energizer to put out real quick.
She probably wouldn't even care.
No, she'd dig it. We only got 5 minutes. I know it's exciting as hell. All I need is 5 minutes, baby. Hoo-wah. Hoo-wah.
He just leaves, and she's in a robe. And just, hi, Hillary. Let's go, Bill.
Bill shows up all red-faced.
You know, Kanye was visiting Trump.
Yeah, I heard about all the black stars who were so angry at him.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a bunch of them are saying they're livid that he would meet with Trump.
The guy that was with him was that Corey guy who was banging the mom, Chris Kardashian.
Corey Gamble?
Corey Gamble.
Why do I know his name?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Not happy about it.
Kim has assigned Chris's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, to babysit Kanye and keep a spy on him.
What?
Corey has been with Kanye in New York and even followed him to Trump Tower. Chris is a control freak, and Kanye, being such a loose cannon, scares her, quote unquote.
Why does she give a fuck what happens to Kanye? She's divorcing him.
I don't know. Well, as if Kanye, say he like hits on a chick and goes home with her, like Corey's not going to be picking up scraps.
Oh, of course. Come on.
he's such a great guy.
Corey Gamble's like 30 years old, and Chris Kardashian is, what, 61?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You know, Caitlyn Jenner is putting out a tell-all book.
Yeah, I hear she's ragging on Chris in the book.
Big time, yeah.
But not talking about the kids.
No. I guess she doesn't talk to any of the kids but Kim.
Oh, that's right?
Yeah. Which got shame. Kind of a bummer. And then finally, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Cos.
They've been having this hearing to see if these witnesses can talk. And what was the thing yesterday we were laughing at? What happened yesterday? He told a joke that just bombed in the courtroom.
Cos told a joke?
He was like, don't tase me, bro.
Oh, yeah, when he was going through security. He's like, don't the zip and the zap and the tase me, bro. Because you know that phrase, don't tase me, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's been cracking jokes. And today, and nobody laughed. Nobody laughed when he did that. Like, everybody's kind of like, what the fuck, Cos?
Yeah, so don't you get it, Cos?
Today was the second day of hearings. He arrived in an SUV. He was helped out by an aide because, of course, he's blind.
Zip, zop, zoop, a bop.
He was heard laughing and asked his entourage, if, do you like my socks with the pole and the colors and the stretch and the... Do you like my socks? Like, that was his big opening line when he got out of the car.
Oh, my God.
He was then heard asking, did you remember my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the jam and the grape and the jelly?
Which got Tell me he didn't say that.
No, he said, do you remember my peanut butter and jelly? Which got a guffaw from his crew as they entered the courtroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He got, I think.
I mean, honestly, it's so inappropriate for him to be cracking jokes.
Oh, I know. But the best part is the DA's just been ripping on him left and right once he gets in there.
Love it.
He's so fucking cooked, thankfully.
I want that motherfucker in jail.
Kaz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you really think he's going to? He'll plea. He'll plea. He won't have jail time.
Did you hear about the judge was threatening the sheriff was going to have to come in and separate the DA and the defense?
Oh, really?
There's so much scrapping going on, apparently. So.
Oh, my God. Imagine defending that piece of shit.
No, I love it when people commit crimes in the prime of their life and they're nailed when they're in their 70s or their 80s and have to go to prison. I think it's just so awesome. Just what a beautiful way to fuck somebody.
Yep. Well, you
been fucking everybody else.
60 women, drugging them, assaulting them.
The best example I can think of is these mob guys that happen so frequently. You know, like look at John Gotti. Look at the disaster the end of his life was. Oh. He gets cancer in the joint. He's stuck there, no getting out.
I think my favorite example is Robert Durst. He ain't going anywhere now. And he got away with murder 3 fucking times.
No, I can't believe that. What is wrong with juries? God, there's pathetic juries, and I know we're going to bring up one right now that's very current. But I just want to mention the other guy who was so nice to see this motherfucker get put away because he killed a lot of people. The Whitey Bulger case.
Oh, yeah.
He is not going to see the light of day ever.
No.
And he thought.
Prison food and penis.
And he thought, wow, I am so smart. I got away with everything. I killed all these people. I was an informant. And now here I am in San Diego in the beautiful sunshine for the autumn of my life. And I'm enjoying it with my lovely, cosmetically enhanced babe who's. Like, she was 68, I think. He was 80.
Yep.
My 12 years younger, hot wife.
Didn't they
got new boobs, too.
And then they bust her implants. Because she got cosmetic dental work?
No, she got new boobs.
Oh, that's how they bust her?
That was one way. They were looking for her. One of the tips was that his associate had newly enhanced breasts.
There was something about cats, too, and her feeding cats that got them busted.
Yeah, they had decided to sort of take on this cat that was hanging around their building. Feeding it and taking care of it.
Could you imagine being him? I mean, although he's kind of a social, he's a psychopath.
But he's so nurturing.
He's a total psychopath because he actually committed murders. But just what that must have felt like for him when they busted him in the parking garage.
Oh yeah, no, that's
called out his name.
So I mean, how awesome is that? This guy that got away with everything, and then he's 80 years old. He thinks he's so smart because he planted money all over the world for himself.
Yeah.
He had money in Europe. He had money in the States and various parts of the country, so no matter where he landed, he had access to some of his cash. And in San Diego, they had $800,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
$800,000. I mean,
the walls.
Imagine how hard it is to put together $800,000 in cash.
I know. I always think of Blow. Remember they had all that cash in the house?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to move a lot of cash. It's physically hard.
Oh, I like money.
Well, that was one of Escobar's biggest problems was they had so much cash. And they were literally buying houses, filling every room with boxes full of cash. Then they started using the pools.
Yeah.
They would put that area between the bottom of the pool, and they'd have like a 5-foot area to stuff cash in beneath the pool.
I got to say, when you're hiding money under a pool, I think you have enough, and you might want to get out of the game.
Must be nice having a pool.
And they never know when to quit.
If you're buying houses just to fill with cash, you can get out of the game at that point. I think you've won. Yeah.
Right. Who is it, though, you were about to mention, though, that...
The new stupid jury?
Yeah.
The Dahlia DiPolito, they say it's murder trial, but it's a murder for hire. She never actually killed anybody. She never actually killed. That's what's funny, or not funny, but that's what's interesting, is that her ex-husband is still alive. It's a pretty famous case down in Florida, and she's a hot piece of ass.
She's really cute. She's a good-looking girl.
I believe, do you remember this part? Did she break up his first marriage?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I just remember the video of her telling the hitman, yeah, I'm 5,000% sure. I absolutely want him dead. I want him done. I can't stand him.
She's got kind of a cute lisp when she talks, too. So she's 5,000% sure.
And then when they
tell her
he's dead and she's, oh!
Well, to me, it's case closed. If you have somebody on video.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the murder for hire person's giving you a chance to get out of it, and you say, nope, I'm 5,000% sure. She did pay some money, too, right away, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
So
$5,000, I think.
Yeah. Her first trial, she's found guilty after 3 hours. Her defense to that was that we staged this. My ex-husband and I staged this to make a reality show, which is a lame defense. That jury saw through it.
Ridiculous.
And convicted her. But that conviction was thrown out because a juror, her defense wanted to ask the jury a certain question, and the judge disallowed it, which an appeal said, nope, she should have been allowed to ask jurors this question. So now she gets retried and has these super lawyers. They've been on 2020. Like, they're doing it all pro bono to get her off. And she got off again. The jury's deadlocked, 3-3. It's a six-person jury. Their defense, this is what pisses me off about it, and if I was a defense attorney, I guess I would just do this, is they put all the blame on the police department and say it was a bad investigation, and that seems to just always work now. There's such a distrust of the system and police that you can be on trial and say they did a shitty job.
What's the racial makeup of the jury?
You know what? They don't say it's four women and two men, but the reason they say they put all the blame on the police was because the video you were talking about where they tell her that her husband's dead and she starts fake crying, which ended up being on the TV show Cops. So they made it a big spectacle saying that, oh, here's this police department that wanted money, so they did it for Cops. That doesn't mean that she didn't try to hire somebody to kill her ex-husband.
No.
But what is this? What is with juries just believing that every police department is corrupt? Are there problems? Sure, there's problems with certain police departments and training.
But the video doesn't lie.
That doesn't mean they're all corrupt.
She's on video saying she's 5,000% sure she wants him dead. They keep asking her in every way you could ask.
Is this the famous video from Cops?
I'm sorry to call you. Listen, we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael?
Is he okay?
I'm sorry to tell you, man. He's been killed.
No.
He's been killed, man. I'm sorry.
No,
but...
Hey! No!
Try to calm down.
No!
Listen, right now, we need to get you to the station.
No.
We need to get you to our police station.
I don't want to see him.
I can't let you see him, man. We have to do our job. If you want us to find his killer, okay? We need you to calm down. I'm going to need you to go with these detectives, okay?
Her husband, by the way. Like, when this story first came out and they were doing news stories on it, I thought, he's kind of a meathead. But he ended up being pretty cool in the end of it. I don't know if you saw any of the interviews with him recently.
No, what'd he say?
How much he just fucking hates her.
Oh.
He turned out to be I thought he seemed fairly smart.
Yeah, I wonder what went on in that relationship that would make someone want to pay, I mean, to have him
5,000% sure. To have him killed.
What did he do for work?
You know what? I don't remember. She paid him. Prosecutors focused her case on the hidden camera videos. DiBellito demanded the informant, her former lover, find her a hitman, giving him $1,200 deposit for his trouble. Wanted to buy the killer a gun. In another video, she promised undercover detective who poses as a would-be hitman $7,000 to carry out the killing. Oh, boy.
5,000%. So many of these cases, though. Yeah, 5,000%. What you said.
I'm just very glad this is all over.
Is that my man Michael?
Like I said, I wish we were never here. And as far as the sentence, I'm 5,000% happy with it. That's all for now.
That's pretty funny. Except now she's going to have to be tried again. Which the prosecutors could drop it, but. I mean, why would you when you've already got a conviction?
Boy.
5,000%.
These people always get caught. I guarantee there's got to be something on the computer, right? some search or...
She's on video.
No, but I mean, she must have stuff also on her computer because these people always have searches related to what they plan to do. Always.
But she just thought, you know, she was banging the informant. You know, she went to her ex-boyfriend first. That husband, by the way, that guy that we just heard from, he, when he was on the stand, I don't know if it was this time or the other time, but he liked to make it known that when he first met Dahlia DiPolito,
yeah,
that he hired her for sex. Isn't that funny?
Wait, which guy hired her for sex?
Her husband.
Oh, her husband did.
But he made it known on stand that, yeah, that's how they met. Yeah, I was hiring her. So she was a whore when we met. I mean, we did fall in love and get married, but she was a whore first.
Who marries?
But it kind of shows, I know, who marries the person you hire for sex. But it does show that she will do stuff for money and, you know.
Did you see the, hear the call? She called her husband from jail.
Oh, no, no, let's hear it.
Is this where she was pretending it was for a TV show?
Yeah, what's up?
He's great in this.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to fight with you. Honestly, I can't help you. Don't you understand what just happened?
What this thing is not true.
How is that possible?
Like, I'm sitting here. It's not true. It's not possible. You wouldn't even give me 2 minutes to talk to you, but it's not possible. What they are saying is not true.
How in the hell did I hear it and see it?
Like, I heard what you heard. It's not true. I heard what you heard and I saw what you saw.
She thinks if she says it enough, it'll become not true.
The Mike Clark theory.
I am giving you my word that it's not true.
How stupid do you think people are, bitch?
She thinks she's hot enough to get away with stuff. That's what I think.
Well, when you marry some guy you put out for a trick, I guess you would get the idea. That
I remember when the investigators told her that he was really alive. She wasn't like, oh, thank God. She wasn't relieved.
She was just like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. That's a real tough acting job.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not true.
The other bombshell the defense dropped was that she's now a mother.
Oh, who fucking cares?
She's been under house.
She's been out. Yeah, she was bailed out because of the retrial.
She was on house arrest, and she got fucking knocked up and gave birth.
Whore.
Which seems very irresponsible.
So what has nothing to do with the case? I nothing. Know. And yet, I'm hearing this.
Sympathy.
Oh, but it makes her a sympathetic figure. Yeah. No, she's not a sympathetic figure. She wanted to kill her fucking husband for money.
I know.
Duh! You know, it gets to an ahead. That isn't that. Those events are not mutually exclusive, or they are mutually exclusive. Her having a child and her paying money to kill him have nothing to do with each other.
You do find her hot, though, right?
Yes, I do.
That's the important thing. I just can't believe that
she'd be a lousy whore, though.
Not. I can't believe not only that it was a mistrial or hung jury, whatever. What is it called? When they can't come to a decision, it was 3-3.
Hung jury.
I can't believe that it was 3-3. I mean, that's three people that thought that, oh, this police department just wants fame.
That's really scary, actually.
In other words, the police department convinced her to try and hire them.
Oh, please. Come on.
He walks fine and everything like that, but I mean, you know, it's going to be like a little bit of a struggle.
Ooh, listen to sexy music. Done. Yeah.
We can volume a little bit.
There's no changing. No, there's no, I'm positive, 5,000% sure.
5,000% sure.
You get back from the gym, you're going to find two things. Dead body in the house. All right, or nothing.
Stupid whore.
Like, 5,000% sure.
You want to get alibi to be somewhere.
Right,
they
right.
Can verify when it happened.
Yeah, I'll go get my hair done or something. Or I'll be somewhere, but I need to go out of town. I never go anywhere. Right away, everyone's going to be like, oh, what a coincidence. You never go anywhere the day you meet.
Sounds like a pretty self-aware person to me.
After he kills him, whatever, your mom and all of them, his mom is not going to get suspicious of you or anything like
Why
that.
Why me? Like, do you know what
Did
killing
you say
somebody
that?
Is? Yeah, but killing somebody? Come on. I mean, that's, you know, nobody's going to be able to point a finger at me. I'm gonna tell him, like, these guys went in, like, he's been bumping into guys. I'm gonna tell him about the guy at Target that we ran into, the weird guy that lives in our neighborhood, too, that's on probation for something else. I'm gonna throw all their names in, and I don't care.
I like that sexy music you added underneath.
Yeah, that was not the most appropriately selected music, in my
opinion.
Jay, couldn't you have edited the music out?
I love how Jay takes everything personal. Like, when he pulls a piece of audio up. Like,
that's not the original version.
That's not what she sounds like.
I know these non-original versions of theme songs are really disturbing. I mean, because honestly, you hear the first couple notes and you go, yeah, there it is. Yeah. And the Brady Bunch one, I think I'd listened to it a couple times before I realized, no, that really is not.
Yep.
And there's a fake Gilligan's Island one, too.
Really?
Yeah, there is. I swear to God. I think it's pretty obvious.
Huh. So were you surprised yesterday when I texted you and said that Alan Thicke's dead?
I was totally surprised.
But it's just kind of like random, isn't it, LA? I mean,
well, yeah, it was. Okay, this might be the fake one. Hold on. That started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. High passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. Sounds like a real one. The weather started. I like the flute on this. With Gilligan, the skipper too. A millionaire and his wife. A movie star, Professor and Marianne. You know, the Professor and Marianne was an addition.
Mm-hmm.
They were not in the original version.
What is this?
Another version? Oh, it's a dance mix version.
What? No, there's
what?
Another.
What?
This is terrible.
No phone. No movie car. Single luxury.
Like Robinson Crusoe.
It's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways. Here on Gilligan's
Island. Okay, I think that was real.
Yeah, because always the professor and the rest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was fucked up. And the professor and Marianne had enough fans that they carped. They wrote letters. There's a wild campaign insisting they be mentioned.
I doubt it.
It sounds kind of funky, too. When I said, the Professor and Marianne. Sounds like they're jamming it in there, doesn't it?
Kind of like that one guy pushes in, no, a blowjob can't be beat. That's that song. You know, when he forces that in.
Oh,
there?
The Christmas song.
What song was that? I don't remember that song.
It's a Christmas song.
Do you guys remember that song?
One of the traditional.
Which one?
Oh, boy. I can't remember exactly what it was called.
Hmm. It's a traditional Christmas song. That's all I know.
Traditional Christmas song. Boy, if I could only remember what
I heard it in church.
What a, oh yeah, if I can only find it.
I think that's the real one. It's got that kind of funky guitar.
I finally get it right. Got a member called the Ebb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ebb rules.
Passing the phone around to random assholes.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So,
how many views do you think this has, by the way?
2 million?
Yeah, exactly.
2 million?
Well, 1.9, but yeah. And how many do you think are from me? 1.5?
Couple million.
Green Acres over here is at 915,000.
Oh, well, this is clearly better.
How many thumbs up do you have versus down?
How many thumbs up and thumbs down do you think there are? There's a total of about 24,000. I'll let you decide how it's split up. There's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be. You know how force that is? Faster
now. Come on, get the syllables right.
It has only 748 downs. Everything else is thumbs up. Take my shaft by its face.
Snuff the whole thing in your face. That's how you. Why'd they have to bring the second vocalist in for that?
That's not the second vocalist. That's him getting off, man.
It's a different vocalist, in my opinion.
No way.
They really need the musical interlude?
Yes. The tagline to the album is, sometimes being naughty is nice.
You make make my dick swell. Ugh. As I moan and yell, heed the warning when I scream. Although your throat is sore, you'll have to open more to gasp your last breath before I shoot my cream.
Oh, God.
Slurp it up, lick it up, don't ever stop. Swallow every last drop. Now that you eat
he's got a nice
meat,
voice.
I'll never have to beat my meat. Thanks for stroking mine. Thanks for licking mine. Thanks for sucking my cock.
Join here. Let's hear one we've never played before.
No. All right. Just to wrap the podcast up, because it is time to go.
This is nice.
So traditional.
This only has 135,000.
Well, because we weren't pushing it on our show.
Because this one's actually just bad.
I saw mommy blowing Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
Sucking on his candy cane all night.
Night.
His belt dropped from his waist. Bells jingled at a quickening pace.
Cut that off!
Ho, 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 then shot his load all over mommy's face.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw mommy.
Oh, Mark, you're so appalled.
I kind of am.
Santa Claus.
Give it a thumbs down.
And you know I'm really glad I did.
Spirit. Spirit.
Santa's real, and he was here. I saw Santa come this year when I saw Mom suck Santa Claus last night.
Yeah, it gets off on watching Santa come.
It's really funny. There always is a musical interlude.
Well, we got some great musicians working on it.
Here he comes. Get time. Now don't do it. Come on, come on. Yeah.
Here comes some of his worst lyrics ever, by the way.
Spread for?
Well, it's coming.
Underneath the Christmas tree last night, he had his milk and cooked his snack. Then he rolled her on her back and plunged his throbbing North Pole into mommy's dripping crack.
What? Never come true on anything.
Mama's dripping what?
Crack.
Oh, lovely.
Gross.
Lovely. Yeah, lovely. That was beautiful.
It's funny, the last two tracks are Have Yourself a 1-900 Christmas, and track 8 is Have a Pornographic Christmas. So he parodies the same song.
I think we need to save those for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm never going
to
play those.
So we have something special to look forward to.
I just can't believe that Suck on My is not the first track on the album. Like, it's buried at track number 4.
Well, unless they want to surprise you later on the disc when you think there's no way there can be any more greatness left.
There's actually a commercial on it before you play it.
What sponsor could that be?
It's because it has so many hits. So what, it automatically
I'm dying to know who the sponsor is. I'm going to write them a letter and congratulate them.
It's Nespresso. We should call them and notify them. But it's, you know, Nespresso, like the coffee makers.
Yeah, let's call them.
So there's an ad. We'll have to do it tomorrow. So there's an ad. Do you think wouldn't they be horrified to know?
Yeah, they will. They'll be horrified if they believe us. Stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. The comments underneath are equally stupid.
Are there people that love the song, I'm sure?
Well, yeah, of course.
Read a couple comments.
Wait, do you mean people don't like that song?
Are there reviews for X-Rated Christmas?
Oh, gosh, that's a great thought. You know, you can't buy it because of copyright infringement.
What?
Remember that whole issue with
him? Yeah, I know.
Let me see. Where's it at? There's actually a Wikipedia entry for it. Rated Xmas is a music parody album. The songs in the album are parodies of popular Christmas songs, but with graphic, often sexual lyrics. In May 2000, several record labels, including Warner Music Group, sued the album's distributor,
what?
Party On Parody Productions, alleging the album infringed on the copyright of Christmas songs.
What if we can find a number for Party On Parody Productions? You want to look them up, Jay?
Sure, we can find them.
Party On Parody Productions.
Oh, man, external links. The worst Christmas album ever made? What? The Smoking Gun actually has their court documents, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they fight on the basis of?
Well, copyright infringement.
No, I mean, I wonder what their defense was.
Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Party on Parody Production. I think we should call them and tell them we want 100,000 copies.
I want to call this
off. Any way they could just print us a few.
100,000 copies. I want to know who Matt Rogers is that did the songs.
Was he the producer or the writer?
It's called Matt Rogers Rated Xmas.
Oh.
It's got 14 customer reviews on Amazon. You ready?
Yeah.
86% are 5 stars, 7% are 4, 7% are 1 star.
What? Oh, nice. Is that for a Party On?
Yeah, right there.
Cool.
1 star, tasteless. One of the worst pieces of gibberish I've ever heard.
Oh.
A waste of time for all involved. Oh. Then in all caps, blow this off. They should have kept this to themselves. That's from Drew in Ferndale.
No. It's impossible.
I hate Rated Xmas more than anything.
I had some misgivings originally.
Misgivings.
What's this closed bullshit?
Is 5 star.
We might have to call him earlier.
Yeah. 5 star. Disgusting, perverted, just plain sick. And I love it! P-E-R-F-E-C-T! This album rocks! It's about some time...
Goodbye.
Hello?
I thought that was him. No. It's about time someone made a good Christmas album. I love it! 3 exclamation points.
Oh, God.
Mark and Berkeley.
He was so inspired to actually give a review.
See all 13 positive reviews. Oh, this is, and no album has brought me more joy over the years. I'll admit that.
How many 1 star? Just the 1 1-star review?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's funny. You can't read. They only have like, you know, it says 13 positive reviews, but you can't see them all. Oh, here we go. Fraternity guys will love you for giving them this album. What?
Giving?
Matt Rogers Rated Xmas is a hit at my university. I bought it for a guy friend of mine who happens to be in a fraternity. He and his brothers have listened to the album so much, the entire fraternity walks around singing the songs.
Oh, great.
I'm kind of bummed that a fraternity likes it.
You say what, university?
No.
What if it was U of M? Would you be bummed?
Yeah, I actually would. 4 stars. Rated Xmas is an extremely funny alternative to your traditional holiday listening. The lyrics are pretty raunchy, but strong performances from the professional vocalist.
Oh, the professional vocalist. Oh, he's such a pro.
Make listening effortless and pleasant.
Oh, shut up.
A one of a kind.
Professional. Oh, he's such a great singer. Oh, my God.
Matt Rogers earns 5 stars without a doubt. He is a musical genius. The lyrics will keep you laughing well into the next millennium. A perfect gift for anyone who has a down-to-earth sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Is Matt Rogers, well, that's a pretty common name. We're not going to find him.
Oh, wow. Matt Rogers creates the ultimate adult parody album just in time for Christmas. The only thing wrong with this CD is that it's not long enough. Matt's warped sense of comedy keeps you laughing until next holiday season. Everyone at KMFK 101.5 loves him in Rated Xmas. So, Drew, there's another radio station out there that appreciated the comic genius of Matt Rogers.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
All right, sorry. Okay, you can go. I'm done.
I'm just a little disappointed we can't contact somebody at X-Rated Christmas to see about... getting a few made under the table.
The number rings.
Remind me to call them first thing tomorrow. Getting 100,000 copies of that fucker. We'll sell them online and make a ton.
Until we get a cease and desist.
All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.